Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, December 26, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And welcoming into the studio today, our good friend, Ruby Marty, Miss Northern Lights. Ruby, it's good to have you with us. How you been?
Pretty good. It's been a really good year so far. How have you been?
Doing good. Thank you for asking. Appreciate it. And appreciate you being here and being able to tell us a little bit more about the Miss Northern Lights organization. Looking forward to diving into that. But you've had this for a little while. How is it going? What have you been up to?
It's been a really, really great year so far for me. I've had the opportunity to make so many appearances and represent the Northern Lights organization. Some of my biggest appearances that I've done recently is I helped out at the LENA graduation. So I worked with that 10-week program where they help prepare kids and give the parents all of these helpful tips on how to better their kids' interaction and literacy. And I got to help at that graduation finally about a month ago now. And that was a really great experience as I got to see the kids grow through that. And then more recently, I had the chance to help at one of the Talk, Sing, Read, Play events, which is a small group based out of, I believe, Stevens Point. And they host a play group once a month where kids can come and have the opportunity to listen to a story. So this one was Christmas themed. It was about a snowman, and then they also got to make a Christmas craft, and we did some Christmas caroling, like, just together as a group, so it was really fun, yeah. So those are some of the biggest things I've done recently.
How comfortable are you singing? How because only in a group. I'll only do it in a group, where I can just hide in the background a little
bit. Yeah, that's kind of how I am. I'm not the world's best singer, like to say I am, but...
Was it, well, I couldn't remember what your talent was for the competition.
I've always told my directors it should be singing, but they've turned that down quite a few times now.
We can always have the concerts in our vehicles. That's always that's where I shine. I shine in those. When it comes to being able to do act on some of the causes, some of the passions you have you been able to do that throughout this process?
I definitely have, yeah. And then another thing that I've been able to really see actually impact, especially the Wisconsin Rapids area, is there was a recent budget cut about to happen to the McMillan Library that was proposed, and I was able to reach out to my older person, and I sent in a letter that I wanted him to read to the group before they made the final decision as to having the budget cut or not. And it was a $150,000 budget cut. So it was a very big deal, and it would greatly impact Wisconsin Rapids citizens. And so he read it, and then they had their vote, and they ended up not going through with the budget cut. So McMillan Library has been able to keep their full budget, which is great because they really do need that money to operate. And it's been really cool to see the impact that it has on my home community.
I'm so glad you brought this up. I had it in my notes. I wanted to. I will admit the audience pretty much knows this already. I don't have a lot of journalistic integrity with our library. I love McMillan. I've loved it since I moved to this area. My mother worked there for over a decade and loved the people there, still does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even without all of that, if I just moved to this city and I'd seen McMillan Library, it's a hub. It's a community hub.
Exactly.
It's something that you couldn't create that if you were trying. It just has to happen organically, and that often happens with our libraries and our communities. Mm-hmm. The McMillan staff work so hard, and they don't have a bad budget, but they have a strained budget, like most of our city run organizations and everything. Mm-hmm. So to lose a penny would have felt it.
Yes,
to lose that amount of money, we'd all feel that. We would all be noticing that difference. Mm-hmm. Ruby, I apologize because wasn't able to do a ton of homework on this, but I haven't seen a lot of people in your position go above and beyond like that. I thought that was really impressive of what you did there. Was this something that, did you have the support in this, in doing this, where when you went forward with it and everything? And by that, I mean not just the Northern Lights organization, but just the community in general, your family. Were they encouraging about this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I actually, what really got me involved with it is my director helped me reach out to one of the Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen contestants' parents, who is actually on the city council. And so, or she like works with, on the city
council.
There's
a connection there.
Yes.
Certainly.
Yeah. And we were reaching out to her, and she asked if there was any way I could help get involved with McMillan Library as we've heard about the budget cut that was happening.
Yeah.
And so I got her contacts, and I got to kind of understand what was going on more. She gave me more details as to what was happening. And then she told me that if I wanted to write a letter or if I actually wanted to come speak in person, unfortunately, I had a basketball game that night, so I couldn't physically be there. But she was really encouraging to me of and believed in me that I would be able to help with this cause. And she thought it'd be really cool to get a teen's voice, someone who is very involved with the library, who loves the programs that they have, to get their point of view and not just have it be a council board member's, because that may not necessarily help them understand what's going on as much. You don't see the impact that's happening in the community.
I was thinking the same thing. We have a lot of great people in the community, a lot of great leaders that could step up, say something. It means something different, not just coming from a younger person, but coming from you in particular and coming from that group of people. Like that, when you guys speak up, people listen. It goes somewhere. It means something. It's really commendable. It's really above and beyond. Nice work.
Thank you.
I want to talk more about that and how people can take those passions and take them a step above and everything in this competition. The empowering this organization and organizations like it do. Let's talk a little bit about the Miss Northern Lights organization, which is, if I understand right, a kind of a sister organization of Miss Wisconsin pageants. Is that right?
It is, yeah.
What are some of the importance of this organization and the good it does, Ruby?
I think really one of the best parts of the Northern Lights organization is the director. She's really awesome. I've gotten to work with her for 2 years now.
Katie
Tomsic.
Thank you.
She is a co-director for the Wisconsin Rapids organization and then is the head director for Northern Lights. So I've had the opportunity to work with her for 2 years now, which has been really incredible. She definitely strives to make sure your year goes how you want it to go and helps you go above and beyond in making appearances, getting your message out to the community. And she really is just truly passionate about the organization and what it has to offer young women.
There are not enough opportunities in life, in society, for women supporting women, especially for younger women to be able to support each other. Any opportunities for that, we need it more of. And that's fantastic. That alone is worth everything to me about this organization. But it is also, that empowerment is not... It's not just done in words. It's done in scholarships. It's done in the abilities that you guys make, the things you make happen, like we were just talking about with the library.
Yeah. It's been really great.
What are some of the other ways that the Northern Lights organization impacts our communities, our state, that we maybe haven't gotten the chance to touch on yet? Is there anything we haven't touched on?
I think the main difference between the Miss Wisconsin Rapids competition and the Northern Lights competition is that Wisconsin Rapids is a closed competition, which means you have to live in Wisconsin Rapids to compete for Miss Wisconsin Rapids or Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen, whereas Northern Lights is an open competition where as long as you live in the state of Wisconsin, you can compete for either of the titles. And so with that, I think it really opens the doors for a much different, more diverse community and group of girls that is going to be competing, whereas Rapids, you're very familiar with everyone, whereas this, I'm kind of going to walk in the day of and meet everyone, and I think it'll be a really cool experience, and it's a great way, I think, to get involved with different parts of your state and just the state as a whole and how to connect with people that you may not live next door with.
Yeah, well said. When it comes to being able to, the ability that something like this gives to the contestants, to the people that end up winning and wearing that crown, this is an opportunity like very few others.
Yes.
The competition is coming up. Let's dive into that a little bit. The Miss Northern Lights 2025 competition is Saturday, January 11th. It'll be at the Century Theater. Encourage you to go to MissNorthernLights.com, bookmark that page, and be sure to keep an eye on it so you can get tickets and get there and support these kids in this great event. What are the details and the rules on this one? I know I can't submit my resume. I learned that one right away. I am not a part of this. But outside of me, there are others. There are people that can compete in this. What are the details of those that can compete in this competition, Ruby?
So one of the biggest things is you have to live in the state of Wisconsin, obviously. But besides that, to compete in the teen part of the competition, you must be 13 through 17 years old. And then to compete in the Miss division, you have to be between 17 and 28 years old. So it's a really large amount of age range, which is a really great thing to see.
I really do love the idea of people in their early to mid-20s being able to be a part of this.
I agree, I think it's really great.
And that's very unique. I don't know if I've seen that in a competition before. I've seen something like that before. There's a number of layers to that for me, too. Just going into the competition part of it, something I have been very spoiled with and blessed to see, and I cannot stress that enough. I came into this to this job and having gotten the chance to interview the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen competitions contestants like we do every year, and you were in for that and stuff, and we always have fun with you guys. It's a blast. I love talking to kids. It gives me a lot of hope about the future and everything getting to do this.
I agree.
I had no idea the empowering that can happen with this and the friendships that can happen, the camaraderie that happens with it. That's wonderful on our level here in town with those competitions. With something like this, the idea of a 17-year-old and somebody in their mid-20s being able to talk, being able to become friends, sharing or just common information or whatever, whatever happens organically in those conversations, that's pretty unique. That doesn't happen every day. That's really cool. So I feel like just throwing your hat in the ring with this, you already win. You already have a chance to really come out of this situation benefiting with information or connections or just friendships you might not have otherwise.
Exactly.
Did you experience that? Did you feel that through the rounds and the different competitions you've been a part of?
I definitely do think I did. I think it really started at state my first year of competing. So when I was Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen, I don't think I would have come back if I didn't have such a great experience as I did, not only at state, but just with my overall year as Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen. Mm-hmm. It truly made me feel like I could embody the Miss America organization and make a true impact on other people, not necessarily just in Wisconsin Rapids, but across the state of Wisconsin. And I think that's a big part of why I came back again to compete at Northern Lights, was to help people, to get out in the community, to spread my initiative to more people, as many people as I can. And at state again this year, I had a great time, and that's why I think I'm coming back again this year, which is exciting to go to state, because I truly think that no matter what, I haven't won state either of these years, obviously. I've made it very close. I made it in the top five both years, which is really great, but I think the true success of this is being able to meet and connect with so many young women across the state with so many aligning beliefs and values that they have and goals that they want to achieve. We're all very goal-minded people, and I think it's really cool to all combine together at state in June and really get to see how we interact with each other and help each other grow and push each other to be the best that we possibly can be.
We're speaking with Miss Northern Lights, Ruby Marty. And Ruby, we'll get into the types of things that will be a part of the competition as far as different events in there and what you would need to do for this. But I did want to also mention that this is there is a scholarship that is involved in this, a $500 scholarship that the teen will receive. And that's noteworthy, too.
Exactly, yeah. I've had the opportunity to make over $3,000 in scholarships now just from the couple of years I've been involved in this organization. So that's truly incredible, I think, especially at 15 years old. So it's really cool to see the opportunities that young women are being offered in the Miss America organization.
You know, every one of you guys that have come in are really good. You're really good on the microphone. You guys do a great job, and some are more confident than others, certainly, but everybody comes in pretty well done. You came in and were just knocked it out. You did a great job and everything, but I see you now, and you come in and you are so polished. You are
so
confident at this and just comfortable with it and everything. I've been trying to throw you curveball questions and you're knocking them out, not bad. But to the point of this, there aren't many things. Whatever you do next in life, you're going to knock it out. You're going to be great at it. Whatever you do, the skills that you've learned in these last couple of years and through these competitions are only going to enhance all of that I saw that first time you came in. It's just kind of rounded out and smoothed out the edges of some of these people skills or connections that we make. Have you felt that? Have you felt more of a confident in doing this stuff and going out there and everything?
I definitely do think I have, especially seeing my growth from doing the radios from my first one that I ever did. Maybe you guys didn't think I was a little nervous, but I definitely don't think it was my best one. But from that, I've gotten to grow a lot, and it's been really cool to see how much I've been able to grow and how much more comfortable I've been coming to speak here with you. And it's been really great to see. And then as far as going out in the community, I definitely think I've gotten more comfortable with interacting with a wider range of generations. I've always loved speaking to kids and speaking to kids my age, teenagers, little kids, obviously, with my initiative. But I've definitely gotten more comfortable with speaking to adults about a topic that I think I'm very well familiar with at this point now that I've been able to advocate for early literacy for so long. It's really great to feel as comfortable as I do now talking about that and the benefits of early interaction and literacy with kids to parents and teaching them the importance of it instead of just feeling like I kind of have to stay in a shell and not really give my voice and my opinion to people who are older than me.
Yeah, yeah. I love what you said there, and I wouldn't have thought of that part of it, of the, talking to other generations, of talking to people in different age ranges and everything, and getting more comfortable with that and understanding how to talk to people, you know, in different age ranges. And we all have a different kind of language that we use and tone and all that. That's really unique. That's very interesting. And these are the kind of three things that you can fine-tune and learn if you're a part of this competition, if you're a part of these kind of competitions. That's why we encourage people to be a part of them as much as we can. And one of the fun things about these competitions for the people taking them in are the different parts of the competition itself. The features six Miss contestants and 16 contestants from around the state, and the contestants will compete in a couple of different things. I see a private interview with a panel of judges. What other things will they be competing in?
So, yeah, after private interview, they're going to start their onstage competition, and the first thing that they will have is onstage question, and then after that, they'll have fitness, talent, and evening wear. So my favorite phase of competition has always been evening wear, honestly. I really love evening wear. I've gotten to pick out a lot of really fun dresses over the years, so it's been really cool. But I'm really excited to see everyone's dresses at the competition this January.
It's it seems also another thing that can be very confidence building and also a great experience of being able to go out there and do these different events, these different things as part of the competition. Mm-hmm. Each one of them helps a different skill set, if not many skill sets. Yeah. I love the idea of there is no... these kind of things in life where you can't lose, like just being a part of the competition, you generally have won. And there are plenty of benefits to being a part of these things. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the work that you guys have done as well, we've touched on some of that and everything, Ruby. But we also know that there is great work that can be done with the organization. We always want to encourage people to get involved with this. Now, maybe you are older, maybe you are a guy, maybe any of these things. And you think, well, how can I be involved? Well, there is always volunteers. We could always use volunteers with the Miss Northern Lights organization, or you know, keeping in mind by that I also mean the Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen competitions. All of these are so many of these organizations are the lifeblood is volunteers,
exactly,
and that help out with these things.
Yes,
gives us a chance to thank all of them and all the great people that are out there helping with these organizations, and the people we've mentioned already, Ruby, but also to anybody out there listening, you could be put to good use with these organizations and get some great volunteering in. It's also not a bad idea for younger people out there, if maybe you don't feel comfortable being a part of the competition yet, but you would like to get your feet wet a little, maybe see what it's like and stuff. By volunteering, you can kind of be behind the scenes a little bit while checking it out.
I agree.
And Ruby, are you all right if somebody out there is listening and their kid wants to maybe reach out to you and ask some further questions and find out more about it on a personal level?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Cool. I am definitely open to answering any questions, because I truly think this organization helps young women grow so much in not only just the endeavor of the Miss America organization, but in all their endeavors. This has helped me in interviewing for jobs that I've had the opportunity to work with, and just life in general, communicating with people, getting my point across. It's definitely helped me grow so much. So I would definitely be open to answering any questions that anyone has.
And we certainly want to remind all you businesses out there that they are always looking for more sponsors for these events. I mention this all the time when I'm talking to people on the air or talking about marketing in general. One of the greatest things that you can do with your marketing dollars is associating yourself with nonprofits. Yes. And an organization like this that's doing such amazing work with our young people, they're young. They're the coveted audience that every marketing organization wants. Is your age range, Ruby? You're a part of the Miss. They're going to see these things. They're going to see your business. They're going to see your logo. They're going to see that not only are they seeing it, but they're also seeing you supporting these organizations. And you can't put a dollar price on something like that. It goes so above and beyond.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ruby, as we're wrapping up here, is there anything you wanted to touch on we didn't get a chance to?
I would think the last thing I just want to say is if you're able to come out, just remember January 11th, 4 o'clock at the Century Theater. Last year, it was the time of the big snowstorm, so I get last year you got a reason not to come. But this year, there's no excuse.
Yes.
So show up. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I hope to see a lot of you guys there.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you there. And again, congratulations on a great run.
Thank you so much. You've done amazing things
with this. We're all looking forward to seeing what you do next. You're going to be going on to do great things. I'm not sure if this is the last time we'll get a chance to talk or not before the competition or afterwards or not. But just in case, nice work. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
If you want to find out more, go to MissNorthernLights.com. MissNorthernLights.com, that is the website. They also have a Instagram and Facebook pages. Encourage you to like those pages, support them. Share those posts that they have on your page. You just might not know who would see it otherwise. And if you want to contact them, you can go to the website, MissNorthernLights.com. Otherwise, direct messaging them on Facebook is another great way of doing it. Again, Ruby, thank you for the time.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.